This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. In the U.S. state of California, several major wildfires have left at least 31 dead, hundreds unaccounted for. One of the wildfires in the northern foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. Tim Wall is a shelter volunteer in the area.
Food is going to continue to run out, so will supplies. We keep needing that. We definitely need medical supplies and medical professionals. A lot of our elderly are on oxygen, and that's running out quickly.
In Southern California, fires have threatened communities in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated from their neighborhoods throughout the state, and tens of thousands of firefighters are battling the blazes. French President Emmanuel Macron led tributes to the millions of soldiers killed in World War I using an emotional ceremony in Paris, attended by scores of world leaders, to warn against nationalism. President Trump visited the American Cemetery and Memorial in the suburbs of Paris, where he paid tribute to soldiers killed in World War I and spoke of duty.
It is our duty to preserve the civilization they defended and to protect the peace they so nobly gave their lives to secure one century ago.
No soldier from World War I is known to be alive, but their voices were present through the high school students poignantly reading the letters from the front a century ago. Israeli military saying now an officer was killed, another moderately wounded, during an operation in southeast Gaza Strip involving an exchange of gunfire. Seven Palestinians were also killed in the cross-border skirmish. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rushed back from the World War I ceremonies in Paris to deal with the violence in Gaza. This is VOA News. As the Democratic Republic of Congo deals with the current outbreak of Ebola, which is the worst in the country's recorded history, in neighboring Uganda, officials have stepped up measures to prevent an outbreak of the deadly virus. So far, the border between the countries remains open, and health experts fear the virus will enter Uganda through cross-border traffic. Uganda's health ministry is stepping up preventive measures. Jane Ruth Asen is Uganda's health minister.
Currently, in Uganda, we have 2,100 doses of the vaccine available at the national medical stores, and preparations are in high gear, including training of health workers that are to be targeted.
In 2007, Ebola outbreak in Uganda infected 149 people, left 37 dead. In Afghanistan, at least 25 people, including 10 members of the elite special forces, were killed in fighting with the Taliban in southeast Ghazi province, populated by the minority Shiite Hazaras. The violence comes as U.S. envoy returned to the region in another effort to bring the two sides to the negotiating table. Voters in the Kremlin-backed regions of eastern Ukraine cast ballots for local government leaders in what Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko called a fake election. Elena Shishkina is a lawyer in Donetsk and also running for president. She said international monitors from more than 14 countries were present at polling stations. There's yet another reason, she says, to acknowledge this election as legitimate, despite the opposition of the U.S., Ukraine, and others. Russia has backed the Russian-speaking insurgents who have declared what they call the People's Republic, such as Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Polish president, and as well as the prime minister there and other top political figures, led a march organized by nationalist and far-right groups. Among the slogans that participants shouted were USA, Empire of Evil. Members of one nationalist group, the Eurosceptic All Polish Youth, burned a European Union flag. It was by far the largest Independence Day march to date. Online shoppers in China have shattered last year's record by making $30.8 billion in sales in the country's annual buying frenzy on Sunday, as the tradition marks its 10th year. The spending binge has for years eclipsed Cyber Monday in the U.S. for online purchases made on a single day. This year's tally was 27% higher than a year ago. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.